In our region, over the past couple of weeks, in the village of Millerton and in Amenia's primary, it became loud and clear more than ever before that your vote counts. We've been saying this for years. A single vote counts. In Amenia, in a primary, for the town supervisor, was won re-election in that primary by 7 votes. Now, for the board in Amenia, there were 4 candidates running for 2 positions. The 2 people that were at the top were separated by 1 or 2 votes, and the people that did not make the board only missed making the board by 5 to 6 votes each. And to top that, before that, in the village of Millerton, there was actually a tie in the Board of Trustees election. We've already spoken to one of those persons, and we'll speak to the other one now, someone I haven't spoke to in a little while, David Sherman. David, nice to speak to you today.
Well, greetings, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, and you know, it's very interesting to look at both those, the primary and the village of Millerton votes, and I don't know how much more you can focus it on people that, you know, every single darn vote counts.
Indeed, indeed, that is true.
I've been covering politics around here for a while, and I've just never seen that many close races. But now let's talk about you, David. I mean, you've been in and around, and you've got plenty of experience. Why did you decide to run this time?
Well, a couple things. There are certainly things that are developing in the village of Millerton. Certainly, I've been involved in some of those earlier on in my involvement as a trustee in the past, which are major projects. And one of them is, of course, the park project, but the other is that's currently still in development is the sewer or wastewater project that the village of Millerton is contemplating at this time. And there's certainly need there in the village, and also some need out on in the town on the boulevard. And we've been finding that, as far as from the zoning review committee, that it would be something that would be very important to the growth and development of the town and of the community overall, and including the village, because I think the two, as far as the commercial side of things, are just tied together. And we found that, you know, in the past that it's been a symbiotic relationship. We'd like to continue to see that happen that way. And at the same time, when you have a situation where we are absent a supermarket in our community, and you go out on the boulevard, and unfortunately the bank that was out there closed up and without a successor in line to fill it, it does not do well for our community as far as making it look healthy and well kept. So consequently, those are things that I think that we need to address in our community planning. And right now, the town is working on that. I would hope that sometime in the near future, that the village will also be engaged in doing a similar effort. Perhaps doing it also in combination with the town, because one of my very strong feelings about the successes that we've had in our community, particularly as far as getting funding for projects, getting things done, has been capable because the fact there's been cooperation between both town and village. And when that has happened, that has brought a synergistic effect as far as getting more grant funds available to our community and able to bring projects forward. It has been very difficult in the years past as far as trying to get funding other than what was available to us in community development from the county. And now there is a much greater opportunity to be able to go forward on things that we felt that have been needed in our communities and get funding that we can enable them. So, but my skills as far as being involved in the local government, yes, I've served for many years. Probably one of my longest stretches was on the planning board of the town, and initially it was town and village when it was combined. That may be something to consider going forward as far as further consolidation of services between the town and the village, because I think when it has been done, and it certainly has had done for recreation, policing, and other things of that nature, it's been very effective and beneficial to both communities. I'm running now. I've been asked by others to get involved, because of the fact there's large projects. They're going to be sizable and going to have a great effect upon the community going forward. These are not just, a sidewalk here or set there, although I have to tell you, sidewalks are a major concern. Having been campaigning, going door-to-door, I saw some places I just could not believe had been ignored or not even patched up that need to be treated. So I'm kind of a... I view the community overall as a whole, although we do have two governments, and the village is what I'm running for at this point as a trustee. But I view it in a stewardship manner. I have a great love for my little community here, and I was, I was born in Sharon at the hospital, but I was brought up in Millerton, so this has been my hometown and my lifelong place of living. And I enjoy it very much. I also recognize that it has its little problems here and there, and those are things that we can work on. But it's the big ones that really need the greatest skill to be able to try to bring things about. I know that there's things that are activity-wise going on, and various people have thoughts about what we should be doing. As an individual, I'm not looking to to rebuild Millerton into something that is not. I think that if we did that, we would be on the process of losing what is our small town character, which I think is important for us to maintain, because I think it adds the quality of life for our residents, and also obviously makes it attractive to visitors who come to our community. So. We need to keep our community neat, clean, and tidy, but also functioning for our residents' needs, and that covers a whole large gamut of things. Plus, remaining attractive to visitors alike.
It's interesting. We're speaking right now with David Sherman, who's one of the candidates that's running in the runoff election for the Village of Millerton, which will be held at 12 noon till 9 p.m. on July 6th.
Yes, day right after the holiday weekend, the long holiday weekend coming up.
It's interesting to hear you talk about Millerton. Millerton is a very interesting small town business-wise. Most larger cities have different business districts, but it's very rare where you have a small town that has a bustling downtown, like Millerton does, right in the center of town, and then another business district which leads into it from the Connecticut side, and even, by the way, Route 22. I mean, it's a very interesting small town when it comes to businesses, and I guess that's why wastewater is so important to the town.
Oh, absolutely, and particularly in the downtown area, as you are familiar with it, and most of your listeners are, you find what I think is a very attractive streetscape in downtown Millerton. What you don't see is the fact that there are smaller and older enterprises are on very small parcels. They were built in an era which I think we all may look back and say was a wonderful time, perhaps, back in the 1850s and through into the 1900s. But it wasn't until early in the 1900s that the village actually had water. So you can imagine everything was in those days, back in the outhouse day, whatnot. So therefore, there was no need for those, when those places were being built, for septic systems and things of that nature. And now that's something that's required. And we have found, and I've seen when we had some redevelopment or a change of use in one of the buildings, such as South Center Street area, the health department wants to apply all its normal regulations for it, as if it was a new development. And these parcels are on too small size, and the buildings are on them that they're being impeded. As far as just, I'm not looking for massive redevelopment. I'm just looking for be able to for businesses to change or upgrade or do what they need to do, and they're being impeded from that growth. And if that it does not get fixed, it could lead to people just not coming in and investing into buildings or or trying to start a business in our community. And that's the feature of downtown, because it's got a lot of small spaces, and it allows for some experimentation with new entrepreneurs coming in to do business. We hope that most of them will, or all of them will succeed, I'll put it that way. Not all will, but nevertheless, it adds to the vitality and the attractiveness of the village itself.
All right. Well, once again, the runoff election coming up after the big 4th of July weekend will be on July 6th at the Village Hall, voting from 12 noon to 9 p.m. Play it again, Sam. Good luck, David, and hopefully we'll speak to you after the election.
Well, maybe we can speak again before. I think this is going to be a race, and maybe it would be worthwhile to talk about it, because I can certainly talk a little bit about my experiences in working on the Town Water District project, which really correlates very closely to trying to do what the village is trying to do with sewer. I want to make sure that people, if we have this come in, that it's affordable for people in our community, and we're not driving out residents who have lesser means to be able to afford paying for these kind of services.
All right. David, good luck, and we will speak to you later, okay?
Very good. Thank you, Marshall.
Take care. David Sherman, one of the candidates, running once again in the runoff election.